This is 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Thursday, March 30th. At long last, the 53,000 square foot Seventh Haven apartment complex is set to have its grand opening tomorrow, Friday. The 43-unit development at 7th and Hendricks Streets in Port Townsend's Castle Hill neighborhood has a mix of studio, one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartments for people with modest incomes. According to general contractor Clark Construction of Bainbridge Island, the complex is intended to provide affordable housing for 130 people with an early learning center on site, a playground and recreation area, and supportive services from Olympic Community Action Programs, known as OLECAP. Clark Construction notes on its website that this is the first multifamily housing development of its kind to be built in Jefferson County in more than 14 years. Its cost of more than $15 million was funded through an $11.3 million State Department of Commerce grant, plus contributions from many local agencies. OLECAP has accepted applications and started a waiting list, both of which are closed now. Those who want to attend the grand opening at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon must first register at Seventh Haven's SurveyMonkey page. The address is in the transcript of this newscast, which you can find at kptz.org under local news. Yesterday morning, one of KPTZ's original DJs passed on. Ray Schroff, after a long series of health challenges, has changed cosmic addresses, as our general manager Kate Ingram let us know. Ray Schroff was here to introduce his show, Dream City Jukebox, on May 15, 2011, the weekend KPTZ was born. A seasoned DJ from the old school of late-night broadcasters, Ray did his show for 6 years before taking a break. Then he returned with a new program called Ethereal Excursions. That nighttime journey explored contemporary composers, jazz, and ambient music from February 2019 to February 2021. Ray also ran sound for the Olympic Music Festival and worked in his home studio. Ingram said in her tribute, quote, that he will remain an inspiration to us all for his kind persona and outstanding musical taste and appreciation, end quote. We all stand on his shoulders, added my fellow KPTZ volunteer, Ann Katzenbach. Thank you, Ray. Local musician Danny Barnes, known to many for his banjo playing, songwriting, and work with the Bad Livers, suffered an injury to his hearing a few years ago from a loud blast from a monitor wedge in his ear. In the time since, he has moved into another art form. Barnes calls his India ink and watercolor images stills from his inner universe. And now, he's about to make his debut as a visual artist with a show titled My World, Wipe Your Feet. This art exhibition opens tomorrow, Friday, at the Grover Gallery on Taylor Street in downtown Port Townsend. My World, Wipe Your Feet has not only art by Danny Barnes, but also select pieces by his friend, teaching artist Tracy Bigelow Grisman. The Grover Gallery is open from noon to 5 o'clock, except on first Saturdays, when it stays open till 8 for downtown's Art Walk. As it happens, this Saturday is the night for that, and Barnes and Grisman plan on being on hand for the evening. And on Wednesdays nowadays, including this next one, April 5th, the Port Townsend Public Library opens the Teen Space in the Charles Pink House next door to the library on Lawrence Street. Young people in grades 7 through 12 are invited to come and play games, make crafts, have snacks, and hang out with friends. The teen space is open from 1:30 until 3:30 on early release Wednesday afternoons. That's right across Lawrence Street from The Nest, the community coffee house, which is also open to teens. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.